Thank you for staying with us here at Monday Night Talk. Of course, we're just early on in the radio program. And as you know, we do our best to inform you. We use this program as a vehicle to inform the residents of the South Shore and beyond, if possible. And we've had a lot of great guests over the past couple of years that myself and Joe Rossi have been at the helm of Monday Night Talk. And this is no different. As you may or may not know, on November 3rd, there's a very special race that is going to be taking place to fill the remaining term of the late state senator Tom Kennedy, who passed away this past summer. We have done our best to bring you the candidates. You let them come on individually. We've attempted to try to have a debate. And joining us is somebody who was kind of, we got to meet them kind of after the fact. They got lost on the way here. But they're here today just to kind of talk about the candidacy for the seat and why it's important for you to vote for them and some of the things that are near and dear to them. We have Anna Grace Radek. Welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Thank you, Kevin.
How are you today?
Good.
First and foremost, I believe that you have what you want to kind of, you got a little bit of something prepared as an introduction to yourself?
I do.
All right, if you will, please share.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Anna Grace Radek of Halifax, Massachusetts. I am running for State Senate of the 2nd Plymouth and Bristol District this November 3rd. The reason I am running is because I wrote 3 laws to protect citizens from white-collar crime and human trafficking. One law would require 40 hours of counseling by a third-party secular counselor or clergyman for American and immigrant couples before they can get married, whereby a green card is obtained, who is trained and certified to spot human trafficking signs, druggedness, changes in behavior, isolation from family and friends. Another initiative would be to install educational kiosks at federal immigration offices when American and immigrants are about to be married for a green card. They can take this no-fail quiz, which would be mandatory, and they can get more information about what human trafficking is and what resources are available to help them should they suspect something is wrong. My third initiative is an anti-white-collar crime plan to get people who have been victims of human and financial trafficking new IDs quickly and to not require them to relocate away from their family and friends. This is very important. They would not have to leave their hometowns, their families, or friends. My plan saves lives. The victim would be able to receive a new ID, a civil judge-approved name, and social security number through local police. Local police would be able to follow an interagency protocol and call a statewide human trafficking officer working with the FBI or working in the FBI. A new database would be set up and created allowing law enforcement to quickly obtain a life-saving ID for victims within 2 weeks. Currently, it can take 3 to 7 years, if at all, and by that time, it may be too late for some of these victims. Please help me save these people's lives by voting for me on November 3rd. Thank you very much.
So I got to ask, is some of the initiatives that you brought up, do you feel these are things that are tied to, this is something that you can enact in the state senate, or is it just one of the many things?
Oh, it is one of the many things. This is why I'm running for state senate, actually. It's the motivating reason. The ID protection program is an interagency protection program using local, state, and federal authorities, allowing law enforcement to save and help these people.
Have you ever been somehow involved? Do you have friends or somebody that has been had issues with this in the past?
Well, I'm a caring and concerned citizen, and I have been to Washington, D.C. with some of these laws. I have been to every senator's and congressional office in D.C.
So you've gotten around.
Yes, and I also went and I spoke before the Senate Judiciary Committee at the Massachusetts State House. And also, I did go to Manhattan to speak with MetLife, who is actually involved in some money laundering issues. And I tried to present some of these ideas as well as some other business plans that they could arrange so that these things won't happen to the American public.
Have you had a chance to at least speak with any of the residents in any of the communities that represents the 2nd Plymouth Bristol District? I mean, what's some of the things that you hear from folks who are going to be going out to the polls on November 3rd? Because I think that's kind of key and important, too.
Yes. Well, actually, the human trafficking is, some people believe it's going to eclipse drug trafficking. I think people are very concerned about the opiate problem right now on the South Shore. Mm-hmm. And it's something that has affected a lot of people. There's been this big surge in casualties that have affected many people.
Okay. Where do you gather your information? I mean, is this something that you've been looking at on the internet, or something that's been in the papers that maybe it's been oblivious to a lot of folks here on the South Shore as far as the white collar? I mean, when I think white collar crime, when I think of Bernie Madoff, and I think a lot of people do as well, especially when you think of, you know, the significance of what Bernie Madoff did in regards to all the people that he duped out of their money. I would think that there's already stuff that's in the works. I mean, have you checked to see what we have for laws when it comes to human trafficking, what we have for white collar crime, and maybe it might just need an amendment or tweaking?
No, white collar crime is very hard to combat, and my plan actually works around a broken system. Like Neil Young said, too rich to fail, too big for jail. And this program actually works with the current system to allow for the safety and protection of people. Currently, there's only witness protection where people have to move away from their family and friends, which is unreasonable and unsuitable for these victims who are mainly female and who have families. And also, right now, people would have to maybe go to a judge, change mm-hmm. their names, and go to Social Security Administration, which there's just a lot of delays and corruption within the system. I'm trying to make a difference.
Yeah, we are speaking with Anna Grace Raddick, who is a candidate for state senate, and also the daughter of a newspaper writer, somebody who I believe had, I think, wrote for the Patriot Ledger and a local newspaper. Is that correct?
The Halifax Reporter, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And, which, of course, Halifax is in the district. What's your mom doing these days?
She's actually a psychologist. She worked in a school, but now she works kind of in a satellite program.
What'd your mom say? What did your mom say when you were like, Mom, I'm going to go get signatures and I want to run for this office?
She's been very supportive, and I think she's proud of me. She's always taught me to stick up for my rights and the rights of others, and I that's what I'm doing.
So when you were out there getting the signatures, because you had to get a lot of signatures, mm-hmm. What were people saying to you? I mean, did people like, oh, I hope you do this, or I hope you do that, or... Because people are talkative, and people nowadays are more cautious than ever when they're signing a piece of paper, if it has to do with legislation or a candidate. What were some of the things that you were hearing when you were getting signatures?
Well, I heard a number of things. I heard from a woman who had told me that, you know, as far as women's rights go, it was not too long ago that she could not receive a mortgage. She could not get a mortgage. She could not get a farm loan because women were considered weaker than men, which I don't think is true. A lot of women can lift more weights than men. I mean, and this woman...
You guys can have children. I mean, listen, you guys live longer. I concede. It's, you know, I know there's such an imbalance these days, and I think eventually, hopefully someday, that there will be an imbalance. You know what? Maybe there should be more of an imbalance, more so towards the women than the men.
Oh, no, I believe everything should be equal.
Me too. I was just saying that to be kind.
But, you know, I don't think there's that much discrimination. I mean, there's a president, a female president in Germany right now and currently in Ireland. And there was one in Finland.
And you think in 2016 there's a possibility we might have a female president too?
It's possible.
Either Carly or Hillary?
I think so.
Okay. Here's the other thing I'm kind of curious about. Why not be affiliated with a party? You're going to be on the ballot. You are an unenrolled candidate, which actually bodes well for you, because a lot of people kind of look and go, oh, well, Massachusetts, you know, there's more Democrats than Republicans. But the fact be told, over the past couple of years, there's been a growing number of people who have become, I don't know, they're more upset with the partisan politics, not only from what we're seeing down in Washington, D.C. with Congress and the Senate, but what we see, you know, up here. And a lot more people are unenrolled than they are affiliated with the party. So it might bode well for you. What made you decide to be unenrolled? Was it something like that or something different?
Well, it was just an accident when I registered to vote. I chose unenrolled. But when I was out getting signatures, I met mainly Republicans, and they did seem to like what I had to say mm-hmm. about even human trafficking. They were interested in keeping the crime out and going forward with that. I do feel like a lot of my leanings are conservative. I have to be honest with you. But
you're actually being honest with
me. I think I'm a moderate. Yes.
Are you really? You're a moderate, really?
Yeah, I think I'm moderate.
Okay. What about as far as, I mean, have you had a chance to go into Brockton? And because Brockton, I mean, is going to be, I think, a lot of votes. You're talking about the district will be 160,000 residents, and about 95,000 of them are concentrated in the Brockton area. The remaining 65,000 are in the suburbs, in the urban, they're more or less in the suburban areas of Halifax, Whitman, Hanson, East Bridgewater, Easton, Plimpton, Hanover, just the name. I think I got all of them. If I missed any, I apologize. I don't have it in front of me. I don't have a computer up. But, I mean, have you had a chance to speak with Brockton residents or speak with other folks and get an idea, you know, and feel if local aid is a big issue with them or if education is a big issue with some folks? What are you hearing?
Well, actually, I was going to go into Brockton next week. I really haven't had a chance. I did meet an individual who was the principal of a drug rehab school, and I was definitely interested in going there. He invited me
there.
You
mean a recovery high school?
Yes.
Okay.
He told me about his program, and I thought it was wonderful.
Yep. I believe that's Independence Academy.
Yes.
Which opened a couple of years ago.
Yes. And so I haven't really made my way there. I've met some people from Brockton. I've heard about the wonderful works that Tom Kennedy has done for Brockton. I am interested in meeting more people from Brockton. I've introduced myself around town and in all the other towns I've gone to, main places like the police and the fire and that kind of thing. But I'm looking forward to going to Brockton, meeting with people. I know I have some tough shoes to fill. I know Brady has definitely established himself there.
Mike Brady, yep.
Yes. And, you know, my family comes from the city. My father was from the Bronx. I lived in Boston myself. I know that things are run differently. I've traveled nationally, too, to different cities. I've traveled to urban environments in New York, Chicago, L.A. And I know that the way things are in Houston, the way things are different, like what they need and how they approach community services and schooling and that kind of thing. And it, for some reason, I'm really interested in checking out the boxing scene there, because I think of like fighters and boxing when I think of Brockton.
A lot of people do, seeing it's the home of Rocky Marciano and Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Yes,
two world champions. So yeah, you're not. You're not off course by any means.
Yes.
And let's not forget we've had the Petronelli Gym, the Capiello Gym. There are establishments that are still there or that were there that were iconic for years. So it's not a bad thing to think that.
Yes, I love boxing. I watched it growing up, and so I hope I get invited to some fights.
Okay, something to keep in mind. And I just want to remind folks, you were intending on being a part of our debate. And folks like, oh, and there was a lot of, if you could confirm that, yeah, you did show up. You'd never been out this way.
Yes.
And there was a little bit of confusion. Is that right or wrong?
Yes. I did make it here eventually, and I met Deal. However, I was late, and I wanted to apologize for the inconvenience. Basically, my GPS went out, and so many things were going wrong. There were even 20 turkeys in the road when I was driving. Yes,
and it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
I know.
But you did eventually getting here. We were just wrapping up as you got here. But the intention was for you to be here. Am I wrong?
It was, and it would have been a great debate. It would have been
okay.
And but it was very nice to meet Jeff Deal. I spoke with him a little bit after the show, and he's a gentleman.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
We're speaking with Anna Grace Raddick, and she's running for state senate. We get a couple of moments left here before we actually, in the wings waiting, is Plymouth County Commissioner Greg Hanley. He'll be our guest. And also coming up in a bit, we also have our forum, political forum, with the candidates running for mayor in Weymouth, as we have State Senator Bob Hedlund and Mayor Sue Kay, an event that we actually taped recently and that we are airing tonight at 7 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. I want to give you an opportunity. I know you also, you were prepared with something when we started our conversation here, Anna, and I believe that you, if you want an opportunity to kind of close out your segment either with something prepared or something that you have, what would you want to say to the folks who are going to get out there and vote on November 3rd?
My name is Anna Grace Raddick, and I hope you'll come out and vote for me on November 3rd. I did go to Washington, D.C., the Massachusetts State House, and also to Manhattan to speak with different companies about my ID protection program available through the local police, whereby victims would be able to get a new ID within 2 weeks. Law enforcement would be able to help these people. Currently it can take 3 to 7 years, or if at all, to get a new ID, and by that time it's too late. Also, I came up with 2 anti-human trafficking laws that are going to help women in this state. I've been fighting really hard for these laws, and I will fight just as hard for you and what matters to you. Thank you very much.
Do you have a way for folks to get in touch with you?
Well, my phone number is 781-588-9854. That's 781-588-9854. And I do have a Facebook page. If you look me up, Anna Grace Raddick for State Senate. That's my Facebook page. Thank you.
All right. There she is, Anna Grace Raddick for the 2nd Plymouth Bristol District seat. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Anna.
Kevin.
You got it. And good luck on November 3rd. We're going to step aside, but when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.